Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Okay, this is a good one here from somebody named Mike. All right, another question here that came into the fight from Mike. Can I get some examples of what you guys say or message to a homeowner to see if they've made up their mind on if they want to hire you?
Oh, Tom, so deep to go on this.
Time out. For those of you that are not looking at Dan right now, his face has told the whole story here. His face has told us that if you are asking yourself this question, you have zero idea how to sell. You have zero idea how to get somebody's motive. You have zero idea how to connect with somebody, because you should not be chasing prospects, potential clients, homeowners, whatever you want to call it. You should not be groveling after them going, oh, have you made up your mind yet if you're going to allow this lowly little peasant to come onto your property? I don't know which accents I'm using right now. I'm kind of blending everything I know. All right, guys. Lindsay, that's right. All right. So that was the look of Dan's face for all of you that doing that. So Dan, sorry, I probably totally screwed up your flow.
I completely lost my train of thought. Yeah, it's teaching the Shinfu that you shouldn't, that question shouldn't be in your head, because you should have broached a lot of these topics during the sales process with the customer. They should know the price. You should know how they feel about the price. You should know, you know, all these other circumstances that lead to indecision. And that's not to say that every job gets closed immediately over the phone or even on site, whatever, but it shouldn't just be some random finger in the air. What do I say to get these people back? You should have some sort of objection to respond to, or some of the motive to kind of drill back on and kind of move the needle where you want to go.
Yeah, it's, and I'm not, I don't mean to pick on Mike because we've all been there, but I'm kind of picking on him. I don't know Mike's, the whole context of Mike and his business and his sales.
I'm picking on this question for the eternity that we've had it. So yeah, not necessarily Mike.
I think what's more concerning to me, and I'm not going to go into this, but if you follow the thread, there's like 30, 35, 40 comments. And some of the advice people are giving just reinforces that 99% of contractors have zero idea how to sell and connect with somebody. The advice you're giving, I mean, it's all based on you. It's none of it is based that all the advice that I'm seeing from people, I don't want to say all, most of it was things like, well, I make sure that I lecture them before I leave the house that I'll be following up on Tuesday at 3 o'clock and blah, I don't know why I'm talking in all these voices today. Anyway, guys, but seriously, this is, I can't stress enough. And there's another question we're going to do here in a second. We're just going to hit a bunch of them here today. That, and it's another sales question. Guys, stop being so damn arrogant and think that you know everything about sales. Let me tell you this right now. If you've been in business for more than a year and you're not putting a couple hundred grand in your damn pocket as the owner of your business, you don't know how to sell. It's that simple. It is so damn easy to sell. It is easy to sell if you put the work in, if you level up your skills and get some new information and practice and role play, get your damn ego out of the way, learn how to shut your fucking mouth for 5 minutes or 5 seconds and even listen to what somebody's saying to you. And most of the comments that people are giving advice to Mike are a bunch, and I know I can spot this a mile away because it used to be me, is I would give these homeowners a dissertation. On, you know, I like it'd be up until 1 a.m. typing they'd be like, hey, I wondered why you're so much more money than all the other bits. Well, first of all, we should have that conversation when we were in person, but I was too much of a puss to, and wasn't trained and all that other stuff. So then I'd go home and I'd type it up and I'd send the bid and all this other shit. And then they'd send me a reply going, you're way more than all the other bids we got. And I would literally, God, I wish I would have saved this one. Dude, it took me like 2 hours to write it and edit it. And I'm like lecturing this guy about the cost of running a business and the cost of this. And you can roll the dice and the other cheap guy. You know, all this other crap, thinking that it mattered. I spent damn near 2 hours. All right. Here's the best part. His reply was, okay, thanks. Have a good night.
Right. You agonized all night.
He didn't read it. So guys, I'm picking on more of the people that gave Mike a bunch of advice here. All right. You all have no clue either, because you should never get yourself into this situation to begin with. Very rarely. Let me get rid of never. Okay. We don't want always and never.
So it's but you're right though. The ego of everyone thinks they're a great salesperson or salesman before they are told otherwise. And I was in that camp when I first met you in a household of a salesman. You know, I was selling tons of shit in Europe and internationally before that. And so I had lots of sales experience. But I remember when I was hiring you for one-to-one coaching, you asked me about my sales skills. And I'm like, oh, they're good. And you basically just called me out on that and challenged you, said I was probably a shitty salesman. You can make me better. And then out of ego, I signed up for the CSA at the time and you proved me right. So, or I proved you right. So there's no, I've never stopped looking back or stopped improving my sales pitch since, because it's one of those things that, I mean, nothing happens without a sale. You have to deal with people. That's all sales is. And so it advances every aspect of your business and in your life, become better at it.
Yeah. Bottom line, I mean, we started the fight to help us all bring respect, dignity back to the trades. And when I read, this is why I get so fired up. Again, Mike, I'm not picking on Mike here. This is like a trigger for me. What do you send people to see if they've made up their mind on hiring you? That is a trigger for me that makes me feel like I'm everyone's little bitch again. Mm-hmm. Seriously, like I'm the lowly contractor that is groveling for work and chasing people and, you know, everything's going to be on their timetable and all this other stuff. And so I think that's why I get so fired up about this. So anyway, great question. Very common question. So I got one more here from Joe, not Joe Mama, but just Joe. Okay. Just want to be clear. I'm in rare form. I got a good night's sleep last night. You know,
you look rested.
Thanks, man. Actually, I kind of look tired. Been a long couple of weeks. Not in a bad way, but and listen, we own our crap here. I mean, I've had some interactions with, we'll just say interactions with people, a few different people over the last couple of weeks. Some in the family, some outside the family, some companies, some, you know, whatever. And let me tell you, when I step back and I think of at least four of these interactions, I'm like, yeah, that was my fault. You know, yeah, that was friendly fire. I brought that upon myself. I didn't communicate well. I didn't set expectations. I was, you know, emotional or whatever it was. So guys, you know, most of the things, I'll just speak for me, Dan, most of the things that come out of my mouth, not like on a Q&A thing here, but like, you know, if I'm going to do a podcast or shoot a video or do a social media post, write a blog, whatever, it's usually to remind myself of that thing, or it's to, you know, I'm seeing that in myself creep up again or whatever it is. And so for me, it's almost like therapy.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, just welcome to Friday Fails.
Yeah, there you go.
Just pretend all right. I'm talking to my own self, but to the ether.
And you're not supposed to share that stuff. You're the superstar sales guy, coach, all that other stuff. Man, you don't have those problems.
Yeah, I know. I do.
All right. So we got a couple questions coming in, but let me hit Joe's here quick. This will be pretty quick. Has anyone stopped working for homeowners and go work with investors or commercial? I've been hearing a lot of contractors, they are getting tired of the games with the homeowners, not saying investors are easy to deal with, but you not in someone's living space. Just wondering some insight. So Joe, the first thing is stop using voice text, or if you're going to use voice text, read it and proof it before you send it. Throw a capital letter in every now and then, maybe a comma or a period. So if this is how y'all are communicating with anybody in the sales process, then that's probably going to make you struggle more. Second thing, I personally, when I read this, now to be fair, Joe was saying, I'm hearing a lot of contractors are getting tired of the games with homeowners. So I'm not saying Joe's having that. He's just considering like, should I just stop with homeowners and go investors? I think this is a pick your pain, right? Because there's human beings on both sides. And so I'm not a fan of the investor work tip. Personally, I wouldn't do it. Because of the nature of it, it's the low bid in most cases. I won't say all. I know there's some investors that they value the service aspect, but they still have a budget that they have to be within that can make it a little more tough. The good thing about that is it's a continual flow of leads. So you don't really have to, you know, spent a whole lot of money on marketing and shit like that. That's why I like GC, you know, the right GCs, the right remodeling contractors like you've worked with, you know, I'm cool with that. So I just think, but if you're hearing about contractors are tired of the games with homeowners, to me, again, that is a matter of just not setting the right expectations, not delivering a great experience, not communicating well, not using the comma when needed, you know, and all those other things. Like all those things make the case to make it more difficult to work with anybody, whether they're a homeowner or not. I think residential is a piece of cake. You know, if you are a human being that understands respect and communication and cleanliness to any degree, that's an easy place to shine.
What are people thoughts? Buy on emotion, right? So residential, they have the most emotion. I don't think I've ever actually worked for an investor. I've spoken to dozens of them over the years. And they always come back with the same little cry story about how this is an investment property, whatever, tried to maximize our profits. And I always go, that's great. Tell you what, just what percentage of the proceeds do I get for giving you a good deal? And it always ends a conversation because they don't give a shit about us. They just care about the bottom line. So my hierarchy of people I want to work for, I like, homeowners are a pain in the ass, a lot of individual personalities, but they buy an emotion and it's easy to make them happy generally and get around the games. And then I like commercial when I'm playing with a project manager or facilities manager that it's not their money, so they're not emotionally tied to it.
Yeah.
But they're emotionally tied to looking good for their bosses. So then I just like put my spotlight on them and like, how do I make you look like a rock star, Tom, so you can do this miserable job for another 20 years and get your pension? And then they come along as well.
That's such a great way to look at it. Yeah. I think, you know, the key is relationships all around. You know, you're going to have issues with no matter what arena you decide to compete in business, but you know, it's about relationships. So, Fighters, Nice Job is one of our sponsors here in the Contractor Fight, and they can help you get the reputation that you deserve. You're out there slugging away doing amazing work, but you're probably not getting enough reviews. Their automated reputation marketing tools are super easy to use, super effective, and it'll help you collect 2 to 3 times more customer reviews. And then also have the ability to share that social proof where it matters the most. So if you are looking to grow your contracting business, head to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. And check this out. When you check out and you sign up, there is a code for Contractor Fight members here. If you use the code FIGHT, you can save $50 off your first month on all new accounts. You guys rock. Head over to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. Cool. All right. A couple more questions here. Actually, I'm going to do one more from the live feed, and then there's a couple in the Facebook group that I want to get to. So, all right. Open Your Mind, whoever that is, asks, what if there's no way to pre-qualify a potential client over the phone, and yet they ask you to be at their site for a visit and estimate? This is a layup.
Yeah. Again, you can pre-qual people over the phone without even knowing what they want, almost. You know what I mean? It's just like, what are you looking for? Just like mirror back, like, what are you looking for from a contractor? What's your time frame? All these little things just to kind of, is it even worth getting my ass out to that job site? And in my experience, like the commercial guys, that's kind of where it went, where I had to get out there because it's just the way it was going to work. But still had 30 to 45 minutes of phone calls on the front end, just determining what was important to them. Is it a good fit? Where the budget was, all of this crap, because I don't want to waste my time. And so, yeah. And then I like the in-person Shinfu anyway, is awesome. So
I want to throw this other. We talk a lot about, I just said, I don't know, not too long ago, if you're hearing this and you didn't hear this on the, if you're hearing this on the podcast right now and you didn't hear what I'm about to talk about, it's because this is from a live feed that we did, or a live broadcast, where we answered a bunch of questions. But I said, never, never, never go out to somebody's house. Never, never, never type something up, blah, 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 unless they know what it's going to cost. You're on the same page and this and that. That's 95, 99% of the time, you guys. All right. So I want to be clear and correct my language there, because, like, you know, what we say matters, is that there are occasions where I will go out and I will meet with somebody because I see the potential of the long-term relationship. Okay. And I want to make it easy for people to buy. Our pre-qual process applies to most contractors in most situations. If you follow it, you'll be better off. So, but I will say, to answer the question, there's always a way to pre-qualify somebody. And I think I'm going to give you all what we call a word track here. I'm going to give you a word track that I've used for years. And if Dan's on the phone, he's like, well, I just need you to come out. I don't have time for a phone call and all this other stuff. I'll say, well, Dan, let me ask you, you know, how'd you find us? How'd you hear about us? And he might say something like, oh, I saw you on Google, and, you know, or so-and-so referred you to me. And I'm going to take it deep. Well, what was it on Google that you saw about me that made you want to call? And he's going to go, well, you had a lot of really good reviews and stuff. And now I'm going to ask permission. Or if somebody refers, well, my buddy said you guys did a great job on the project, and I just need somebody to come out here and give me a bid. And I'm just going to go, hey, Dan, are you cool if I'm just totally straight with you here?
Yeah, please.
All those nice things that your buddy said about us, there's a reason that people continue to say that stuff about us. And it's because we follow a process that we never deviate from. Are you cool if I share that process with you?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, it starts with what we're doing right now. We're going to have a phone call about your job. And in 5-10 minutes, I'm going to be able to tell you, I'm going to understand exactly what's important to you. And I'm going to be able to give you a range within a couple grand of if it even makes sense for us to go to the next step, which is a site visit. Are you cool if we just take 5-10 minutes and just get on the same page?
Yep. Yeah, then it just goes down from there, you know?
Yeah.
And you can also do it. Sorry, Tom. You can also do it without the referral. It's a totally cold lead. You know, most of us know the communities we work in. And so if somebody's calling me up about a house and it's over on Londonderry Road or something like that, I know what all the houses on Londonderry look like. I'm saying, you know, we did a house similar years last year, Tom, and that ran, you know, $18,000, and just kind of shut up and see where the reaction with it goes. It's not their money. You're going third party on it, but you can, they'll immediately go, oh, I've got $5,000, and then they're off your wheel at that point. So, you know, there's plenty of ways to do the kind of the backdoor prequal on people before you get out there.
Yeah. And this comes back to the mindset, guys. You got to believe that your time is valuable. And this is respecting them too. It's not just respecting you. It's making their life easier, because if you go out there to tell them it's 18 to 20 grand or whatever it is, and they're thinking it's $5,000 or $6,000, you just disrespected them too. So this is respect all around. It's not just about you. It's about everybody.
How are we doing on time?
Last question here.
So Guillermo has a painting business, $200,000 a year in sales, thinking about growing and becoming a GC, taking on bigger projects, using subcontractors. Any advice? Smart move? ? That sounds a lot like a painter that hired you about 7 years ago, Tom, that when I thought that the answer to my life was scaling up the business into a bunch of different services, including becoming a GC, going to carpentry, all this other crap, which to me, Guillermo, created the biggest fucking nightmare of my life. And so my life got really easy when I've scaled my business back down and down, even paint business, got rid of historic restoration crap, all these ego projects, and just focus on things that are easy, really profitable, easy to find people to do. So the skills aren't like the unicorn workers out there have to find. And what's been created from that is just a cash machine. So my advice is focus on projects that win. Look at your job costing if you're doing it. If not, start. So then you can just see where you're making money, where you're not. Is the bullshit worth, as Chan says, the juice worth the squeeze? And focus on the things that are repeatable, high profit, and make your life easier.
Love it. Yep. Focus on the profit, scale the profit, then everything else will follow. Well, dude, it was good hanging here. I know we got to get rolling. Guys, if we didn't get your question, sorry, we're out of time here in a minute. You can copy and paste your question and email it to help@thecontractorfight.com. You know, get it to us there and we'll address it down the road. Super appreciate you guys hanging out with us here today. We'll be doing another one of these here probably in the next couple of weeks to kind of wrap up the year and stuff like that. Guys, do this hard stuff. Like Dan said, you know, get your mind right, take the positive actions, and listen, go to the Contractor Fight podcast and listen to Monday, December 6th episode on Monday Mojo. I talk about finishing the year. Yeah. It's maybe like 4 minutes long, but I think that there's some good stuff in there for you guys. Guys, do not tap out the year right now. So many people are tapping out. So many people are going, oh, I'm going to coast through the next 3 weeks of the year. All right. This is the time to step on the gas, run through the finish line. All right. Play through the whistle, not at the start of the whistle, play through the echo of the whistle. All right. So with that, appreciate y'all. Give us a review on iTunes and wherever you're listening to our podcast and all that good stuff. Dan, thanks for being here.
Yep. Good times.
All right. You guys rock. We got to roll. We'll see you.
Hey, fighters. Hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.